Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Crew's all here today. David Reed is the chairman of the board. And David Reed asked this question post-show yesterday, Paul. Apathy or confidence?
I think it's a great question. And I don't know that there's a third answer, but we welcome it if you have it.
737-1045, our number.
I think there is a third answer, which I suggested yesterday. I've managed to educate the fan base into being patient.
You think all of a sudden?
I doubt there's much.
I think that part of it, too, is there's not an obvious name that everyone's clamoring for.
Well, I think I put one name that a lot of people were clamoring for to bed last night when I said Helfrich isn't coming.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people couldn't even pick out Helfrich in a lineup.
Well, you don't have to be able to pick him out of a lineup.
They're throwing that name out there because they know he worked with Marcus.
Well,
but that,
I don't know.
You know,
they like that.
They're also not throwing out Chip Kelly like they used to.
Well, they were throwing out Chip Kelly, which is asinine based on the fact that he's a head coach.
I'm talking more than two people. My point is there's not a mass number of people clamoring for one hire or else.
I wonder, too, if there's a degree, right? And I hope people touch on this, that they almost want to be surprised. Like it's like getting a present and you don't want to know what it is. You want to unwrap it.
Let me, can I give a third answer?
Yeah.
A third possibility to this? So you went with apathy or confidence. I'll give you the third possibility that I think it is. Distraction. It's just distracting to the real issue for everyone out there, and that's Marcus Mariota and his future. This is simply a secondary. We have primary complaint on this show, not a secondary complaint. This is so secondary to this fan base right now that they are only concerned with what John Robinson and what Mike Vrabel think about Marcus Mariota and what his future holds and what the Titans should do at quarterback. That, to me, the lack of chirping you've heard about the offensive coordinator is completely in line with the amount of chirping we've heard about Mariota sitting out the last game because of injury and everything that goes into him. I just don't think people are as interested in that as they are with Mariota. That would be my answer. That's the one third possibility.
This hire, though, is a big part of that. You know, it you can't untie it from that.
But I think people that are either all in or all out on Mariota. Let's say you're in the all out camp on Mariota. They don't care as much because all they're thinking about is, if I'm all out, when will this organization realize they need to be all out? And it doesn't really matter what offensive coordinator you bring in to work with Mariota if it's working with Mariota, because they want someone who's going to do something different with a different quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good question.
If you're all in on Mariota, you're looking at Mark Helfrich because you think he can help Mariota more than anyone else,
well,
right?
I think this is a good element of this discussion is, are you hiring this guy for Mariota? You're hiring him for quarterbacks, period. I think you've got to be hiring him for Mariota to a degree, but you know, you're hiring him to run an offense, whoever's at quarterback, but you have to tilt it a little bit towards Mariota because he's your quarterback right now.
Yeah, are these guys signing up for 10-year contracts? I haven't seen that report. So in this case, yeah, you hire the guy for Marcus Mariota, and then you go get a head coaching job
for 3 years.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's what you do.
Well, first you intern for Sean McVay, then you go work with Marcus Mariota, then you get a head coaching job. Let's not get it twisted on the route you have to take to get a head coaching job today.
Well, Cliff Kingsbury's one. He got fired in Texas and is now the head coach for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, but he looks a lot like Sean McVay, so, hey, that helps.
My point is you don't have to necessarily be successful. I think as a head coach you do, and that success is tied to Marcus Mariota. That success has been tied to Marcus Mariota for the previous two head coaches prior to Mike Vrabel. Every time we've had a press conference with a new head coach, it's been about eight. Yeah. And this is no different. Next season is about Marcus Mariota.
No getting around it.
So, yeah.
It's about Marcus Mariota, and it's about a more expensive.
Here's where the apathy lies, though. The fans have heard this for four different hires now for Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
That's the apathy in it. You're hitting the reset button again. And that's, I think, key in this hire, how much of a reset button needs to be pressed. If you just promote from within, can you keep the continuity that's already in place and the progress that you feel you will make if he's healthy?
But I think that just in the minds of fans, and we're one track in a lot of ways, right? And I'm trying to look into the mind of the Titans fan out there. I just firmly believe that your number one thought with this team right now is not Mike Vrabel. It's not the potential offensive coordinator. It's not Derrick Henry's late season play. It is the future of Marcus Mariota. So the first question you want answered is, how does that organization truly view Marcus Mariota moving forward? And then once you get the answer to that question, it's like, okay, now let's start talking offensive coordinator, right? All right, this guy works well with Mariota and what they want to do. This guy could draft a quarterback and whatever that situation may be, but they want that question answered first.
How about this? This is the first thing I found on Twitter as I hopped on there. Jake Morgan. I would take a bullet for Robinson and at least a knife for Vrabel. So I trust the Titans to make the right choice at OC. I did not expect that to be the first answer that I read or heard.
Strong, Josh.
Strong support right there.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My comment on the Titans fans not saying too much about the change is, first of all, Gruden's not out there anymore. So they can't scream for Gruden. But the other thing, it seems like
Titans fans happened. Weren't screaming for Gruden. Those were Vols fans.
And it wasn't going to be a coordinator ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I know. But with head coaches seem to make more changes with offenses than when coordinators change. So I wonder if people don't put – it never seems like too many people get too excited about coordinators anymore. I know T. Martin just went to UT, but that was a big name that they've been hoping to get, even as a head coach. But I just don't see many people making an issue about coordinators anymore or getting excited about it.
Were you able to listen to this show when Tennessee was looking for an offensive coordinator? Did you see the difference in that search and the interest surrounding it as opposed to this search?
You mean the Vols?
Yes.
I just felt like the Vols was just because there were people out there that they were excited about. I just don't think for the Titans there's anybody out there they're excited about.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Itsy bitsy incremental stuff on coordinator. I wrote one yesterday. Got the most traffic of anything I've written in the last 10 days. I think there's a ton of interest in information about this. There's just not a ton of information about this.
I also think that, and we talked about this before, and Paul, you had some mashed carrots with this. The difference in a college coordinator search versus a pro coordinator search, there's just much more excitement because in college you can go talk to anyone you want, right? And you can go interview anyone you want. Anyone can leave at any time. And in the NFL, what are we talking about?
No, but I think that's what creates some mystery and intrigue. Can I get this guy? Who would they let
them
talk to this guy?
But how many people know who the quarterback coaches are around the league or the wide receiver coaches around the league they'd be talking to?
No, but I in the degree of conversation that is going on, I've got a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, could they get permission for Kafka? Would they get permission for different names being thrown at me, but not with the same intensity and volume a year ago?
Well, you want to get this fan base interested? Talk to the Ryan Day of today. That's what will get people talking. If they went after Ryan Day a year ago, who's now the head coach at Ohio State, if there is that hotshot college coordinator that a lot of people are talking about to be a head coach soon, that's what would raise some eyebrows.
We don't know the hire yet, but if they promote from within, hypothetically, aren't they saying that the admission to get the one-and-done coordinator was the wrong one? They tried Ryan Day. He's now a head coach at Ohio State. They went with LaFleur 1 year later after not having a ton of success, is now the head coach for the Green Bay Packers. And it sounds like they want more continuity than they want the one-and-done success story.
Well, agree, but there are other methods to getting a non-one-and-done success story. Like we talked about, like McAdoo is not going to be gone in a year for anything. Morning Wag, you know, if you find the right...
Those guys were out there last year.
Right guy.
They went with the young up-and-coming guy who was a talk of possibly... I mean, he interviewed for this job.
Right.
But so knew the possibility of the one-and-done coach with the quarterback, with the contract was coming up, and now it's the other approach. Oh, it's the other side of the pillow.
Absolutely, no doubt. He does not... Vrabel does not want to hire somebody else's 2020 head coach. Unquestionably.
But last year they were cool with hiring the 2019 head coach.
Yeah, they were willing to take that chance.
And we believed, you and I and Chad too, all chimed in and said, that happens if the Titans make a run to the AFC Championship game this weekend.
Risk. Right? It took a lot less.
It would take some success offensively and a big jump forward for the entire offense for that guy to catapult into the head coach. Yeah,
I think
well, that's what's disappointing is you didn't get a great return on investment in his 1 year here, and he's still gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we and the Titans and everybody didn't take the temperature correctly on just how hungry the rest of the league is for a young head coach who you might be a year ahead on.
And yes, it's about not having Mario to have to relearn a completely new system. I think that's important. What's most important is his health. That's the first and foremost, getting him healthy. I wonder, too, how much it affects the rest of the offense and the other players around also having to learn that new system.
And Blake Bedingfield said that's a bigger deal. He said Marcus is expert now at learning new offenses. It's not that big a deal, though he's spending more time on that than something else. It's the Corey Davises and the Taywan Taylors and the Jonnu Smiths and even the Derrick Henrys doing it. That's a bigger issue, which is an interesting way of looking at it, I think.
Chris on Twitter says, my thoughts on the OC hunt. I think that when we hired LaFleur last season, everyone had a feeling that if it went well, he was leaving for a head coaching job. So it was almost expected for him to leave. Plus, it doesn't hurt that the offensive staff was bad. But that's kind of your point, Hutton. Yes, you would expect that if he was great. It's unexpected that they didn't have a good year offensively and he left.
Mm-hmm.
So that really throws a wrench in things. JB on Twitter says, unless the new offensive coordinator has his own transfer portal to bring in a quarterback with him, I don't care. There's a reason they run pass. It's because their quarterback sucks at passing. Hashtag need a QB. I think that's where a lot of people are right now, either on one extreme or the other with Mariota.
I agree. I think that you need some nuance there. Offensive line didn't protect him well. He was hurt. But later in the season, there was reason to run pass because Derrick Henry was blowing it up in the last quarter.
It's the uncomfortable question that every Titans fan has to answer on their own, and that is, was Mike Mularkey just doing what this team does best? Even though that's not what you wanted to see. Was he simply giving them the best chance to win and be successful with that run-first approach?
What would Robiskie's system have done with the injuries sustained this year,
I want this offense to evolve towards pass, run, run. Evolve towards it. I don't think you can have a miracle transformation.
What did they evolve to at the end of the year when they were successful? They evolved into a running team with Derrick Henry, and then they started winning games.
Absolutely. It's also against a crappy slate of teams up until the last game.
All right, Reed in Dallas. Here we go. You sound like Reed in Dallas now.
True, though, right? I mean, he exploded against teams that were uninterested in tackling or incapable of tackling.
Every team will point to moments of adversity. And if you want to point to the injuries and their quarterback play, Houston can point to an 0-3 start.
Absolutely.
Indianapolis can point to the 1-5 start. And look who finished ahead of you at the end of the season.
They had theirs. Titans had theirs. You didn't do as well with yours as they did with
theirs.
What
it comes down
to. Absolutely true.
Straight to the phones when we return. Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.
It's time to celebrate everyone's favorite time of the year. Holiday bills hitting the mailbox. 104.5 The Zone wants to make this time of year a little happier with lots of chances at $1,000 daily. When you play 4K a day, it's back with more money for 2019. Listen for the national keyword at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Then text it back to 95819. It's 4K a day, back with more money for 2019. Your chance to win is every weekday on 104.5 The Zone.
Day 180 served up by Wendy's. PaulKuharsky.com is where you can find the story with the latest on the Titans offensive coordinator search.
Robert Kisner tweets something I find generally ridiculous. He said, well, the Titans are doing just like last year, waiting till the very last minute to get a coach. And just like last year, there won't be any good ones because they just don't try. They're waiting for that one miracle coach, and after the Super Bowl, he won't be there. Yeah. It's their strategy. They're just going to wait until there are none there. By the way, all but one other team, I think, has filled their offensive coordinator job. And this idea that they're waiting for
Arizona that has not?
I think so. And this idea that they're waiting for somebody on the Super Bowl team, on one of these four playoff teams, might be correct, but I'm putting it at 20% based on what I know.
Titan Tonk on Twitter says something similar to what Robert tweeted us. We believe it's because the fan base has come to expect nothing spectacular by way of coaching hires when it comes to the Titans.
Well, here's the thing. Judge it as spectacular before you see the guy call a play.
Also, what could be spectacular about an offensive coordinator hire?
Who's the spectacular head coaching hire this year? I mean, think about trying to hire a head coach today.
There's been one spectacular head coaching hire in the eyes of fans and the national media, and that was John Gruden.
Yes.
Because he finally came out of retirement.
It was a disaster. And Doug Peterson, the year he was hired, was ranked dead last, and he was a damn home run. And Frank Reich was an emergency reliever called in after they were left at the altar by Josh McDaniels. And he was phenomenal. So this thing where you grade it immediately when a guy's hired is nonsense.
It's all about, make sure you find the guy who fits what you want to do. There are guys who interviewed in Green Bay that didn't get a sniff in Arizona. There are coaches that interviewed in Arizona that
is
not getting a look by the Cincinnati Bengals, who are terrible. Right. So, I mean, it just.
LaFleur didn't get a sniff anywhere else. And in Green Bay, they think they found the absolute perfect guy.
Right. Let's go to, is that Calvin, Cavan, with a C.
Interesting. Is it Cavan or Cavan?
Cavan, like Cavan with a V? Cavan?
Cavan, like going Spelunking.
Oh, Cavan.
Cavan. All right, we'll call you Spelunker.
That sounds cool. Hey, I think it's pretty clear and simple, really. I think Titans fans, honestly, they know that Mario is not the guy. And they feel like a guy who's married to a woman that they know it ain't going to work out for another year. They know it's over with, so there's no sense of waiting next year on this. So let's move to the next step and find the guy, which I know they got to draft someone potentially or whatever, but it's a quarterback-driven league. If you ain't got a franchise quarterback, you're just in the middle of the pack, and they know that. So offense coordinators doesn't really ring the bell for anybody right now. It's just they are what they are right now. So I'll hang them listen. Thanks.
Well, for this team with a defensive-minded head coach, right? Offensive coordinator definitely matters.
He could be the head coach of offense.
Will says he just doesn't care. What's up, Will?
Why not, Will?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. To be honest with you, as a fan, I don't care who they hire because it seems like we can't keep a staff, period. So to me, I really don't care who they hire.
What do you mean by that? Thanks, guys. Can't keep a staff, period.
I mean, look at how many coaches and everything we've been through in, what, the last 5 years, tops? I mean, just the last 5 years, we've had, what, four different coaches? Four different systems?
Yes.
I mean, it's like nobody stays around.
Well,
I think that's where the apathy comes in. And I understand where they're coming
from. On the other hand, part of the reason you can't keep the staffs is because guys won't fire people. So there's actually a great deal of loyalty. Malarkey wasn't moving on from Robiskie.
Right.
Munchak wasn't moving on from Loggins. There's actually a great deal of loyalty. So you say you can't keep a staff. Actually, you can't get rid of a staff. Otherwise, some of those head coach would have remained.
Kenny Loggins greater than Dowell Loggins. I'd rather him call plays. Also, I'd rather write a song. Quite catchy songs that Kenny
Don't
Loggins.
Don't fight it.
John is next. What's up, John?
Is it Jason?
You like him because he looks exactly like you got Clay.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins and Clay?
Look alike.
We know Jason Lockett.
Do the 10-year challenge there. Do the 10-year challenge with Clay and Kenny Loggins.
Someone did one with Eric Ainge and Jimmy Himes on Twitter.
Really funny.
Yeah, Titans notes, tweets. Vrabel coordinator hires in 2018. Dean Pease, consensus great hire. Matt LaFleur made head coach of the Packers 12 months later. Titans fans, the Titans never make good coordinator hires.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's a fair point.
It's half and half, though. I mean, come on. We're going to say that Matt LaFleur was a success here just because he got a head coaching job?
Well, we're going to say somebody found him very appealing.
Well, somebody may be dead wrong.
Maybe.
But he also may be a great head coach and a bad offensive coordinator. That's also possible.
Or maybe his second year, he would have been a lot better.
The guy has to just be some prophet in the interview room because he hadn't called plays, was able to get the offensive coordinator job to call plays. The offense here, they're selling as a run all the success is based on Derrick Henry being the MVP of this offense and the adversity faced by the quarterback position. And he goes now to become a head coach and the play caller in Green Bay.
Yeah.
John is next. And he's doing that for Aaron Rodgers. What's up, John?
Well, what I was going to say is that I think part of the thing that they need to think about going forward is this is really an issue of, is it the receiver's the problem or is it the quarterback the problem? That's the part they have to drill down on. And there has to be an offense that matches up with the talents, relatively speaking, that they have. I'm just going to use the Rams as an example. Goff went from a deer in a headlight to being a near MVP type of quarterback the following year. And can't say that I follow them, saw that many games, but what they did, I think, was they largely went to max protect, they had good enough receivers, and they turned the field into quadrants.
You're leaving out the run game there, though.
Gurley.
Yeah, but remember, they also got better offensive linemen.
Yes, they added their center.
And Whitworth, by the way.
Yep.
But they focused on what he can do and not what he can't do.
Absolutely.
That's a good point.
And I think that's what they need to do with whoever the offensive coordinator is, has to put his ego aside and his 4,000 pages of plays and design an offense that recognizes the limitations of the talents. So, to me, of the players. Think about it. Cooper Kupp was not the fastest guy out there, but he runs the best routes of anybody on the Rams team. And is the receivers not running the routes as precisely as they need to, or is it the quarterback slow decision making, not getting the ball out of his hands, or is the offense tries to be too many things at one time, and he's having to make all these decisions?
All fair questions,
John. Thank you.
Well, and those are the questions you're asking any prospective offensive coordinator. I mean, you're asking for a full evaluation of your offense, of your linemen, of your receivers, of your running game, of your quarterback.
What can you do with what we have here, and what couple more pieces would you prioritize for us out of free agency in the draft that would let you expand your envelope a little bit?
Chris is next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
You actually read my tweet, so you kind of took what I was going to say, but I think the mood on LaFleur kind of changed. I think we all expected him to have more success and expected him to go on and get a coaching job since he was already interviewing. But I think partway through the season, it kind of turned into kind of like a Hilton situation at UT. Whenever he decided to leave, it was kind of like, it's all right. We'll replace him. I feel like maybe that's why everybody's kind of just like, it's going to be all right. But if you notice, I mean, there's probably some weight to the not any big names out there. If you notice, the coordinators that were available were all big defensive coordinators. But I was going to ask, has Arthur Smith had any experience in any kind of play calling?
No.
And is Jim Bob Cooter still out there?
Jim Bob Cooter's not getting the job, I reported yesterday. Arthur Smith's had no play calling experience.
Tell us who is not getting the job.
Brian Callahan from Oakland's not getting the job. Mark Helfrich from Chicago's not getting the job. Jim Bob Cooter, previously of Detroit, despite the beautiful regional name match, is not getting the job.
Do you like that he's not being considered? Or do you think he'd be a good fit? I'm talking about Jim Bob, James Robert.
Yeah, I'm not in love with Jim Bob. I'm not in love with people who are coming off their worst work.
Well, and just because they're not interested doesn't mean they don't think he's a good coordinator. It just doesn't fit with what they want to do. If you can identify that, that's half the battle. Like, eliminate candidates based on that is fine by me.
And I think Vrabel is very confident in his feelings about that. Whether he likes a guy or not, very confident, and this is not necessarily a fit for us.